Let's start this morning with the students from Ely.
Hello, this is the Ely Phonology Report for the week of March 15th through the 31st. My name is Anna, and I am reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Our high last week was 55 degrees on the 27th, and our low was 5 degrees on the 25th. That is a 50 degree temperature difference. Noah mentioned that the Kuishwe River is melting, but is not completely open yet. We calculated our total daylight at 12 hours and 53 minutes. When walking on some lakes, Blake said that you can break through the first layer of ice, but there is still more ice below. Ava said Burnside Lake is still thick enough to walk and bike on. Jake noticed that there is a stream flowing out of the pond near his house. Sunday into Monday morning, we received a dusting of snow, just enough to cover the ground in some areas. There were lots of bird reports this week for animals. Three students saw eagles eating roadkill on the side of the road. The trumpeter swans are back, and many students reported seeing them. Maggie noticed some trumpeter swans flying over her house, and Kate saw five swans on the Shagwa River. A beaver was seen slapping his tail on the ice, according to Ben. Blake saw an otter that was sliding near the shore of a lake. Anna reported that some finches that were at her feeder started pecking on the wood on the side of her house. With lots of snow melting and the warmer temperatures, green grass appearing more, we went outside to observe the American basswood, red maple, and silver maple tree. We can report that they are not flowering yet and there are no emerged leaves. Thank you for listening to the Ely Phenology Report. We will be back soon to report on more observations.
Thank you, Anna. Good job. I can confirm the report of ice and water and ice. I was out walking on my lake and experienced the same thing. You can break through the top layer. You want to be wearing rubber boots if you're going out. You can break through the top layer and you'll go down about 6 or 8 inches before you hit another very solid layer of ice. There's still a lot of ice on the lakes.